Be seated. That is the gospel, isn't it? That is the gospel. Wow. Please turn to Proverbs. We're just going to jump to chapter 17 and 18. It's actually Proverbs 10, 19, not 11, 19, but we'll come to that in a moment. Proverbs chapter 17, Proverbs chapter 17, the last two verses, and then into 18. Proverbs chapter 17, that's page 485. The one who has knowledge uses words with restraint, and whoever has understanding is even tempered. Even fools are thought to be wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues. And then verse 13 of chapter 18. To answer before listening, that is folly and shame. To answer before listening, that is folly and shame. Well, I am curious just what our makeup is this morning. Stereo is better, but I'm just curious, does anyone know what that is? Raise your hand if you know what that is and actually used one.
Is that a hearing aid?
It actually is not a hearing aid, but that little plug fit into a transistor radio circa 1969, and you could listen to your personal audio device and not bother everybody else, and you could just plug it in and listen to AM radio, not Sirius X, AM radio, and that was just spectacular. But, you know, things got better, maybe just 10 years later. Oh, yes, there it is. Who owned one of these? Not the disc version, the cassette version. Okay, now put your hands down. Who does not even know what a cassette is? Who's never even seen a cassette? All right, well, it got better. That's how things looked when I was in college, but it got a little bit better. 2009, whoops. Let's see, oh, there it is. Oh, yes. Our iPhones came out, our smartphones came out, but they only had one speaker, and even if they had two, it was just, they were right next to each other, but you could plug in not just earphones that would go over your ears, you could hang them in your ear just like that, and you could listen to stereo. And it was high fidelity stereo. Well, now I learned these very clearly because when I saw Mark, he said, Dad, we've got to go to the store. I've got two roommates. And, you know, they're just loud. The barracks are loud. So we've got now noise-canceling Bose headphones. And you can use them as a phone. You can use them to hear what's right. And it's just great. I mean, you can listen. And far superior to that original little thing that went in your ear and really hurt a lot, listening to AM radio. But while we've come a long way, I'm not sure that it's really helped us listen. We can hear better. I'm not sure if we listen better. Because listening isn't easy, is it? Listening isn't easy. And I'm not so much talking about the music or the podcast you may listen to or TV. It isn't easy, but it is possible. It is possible. The summer, right after my sophomore year in college, I went to a training program in San Diego, and I got to meet the director of the UC Berkeley Navigators. That's a Christian ministry that helps ministers to college students and military personnel. And I met a gentleman, Mark, and Mark and I became good friends. He helped me learn to study scripture better. He helped me learn how to share my faith in Christ more effectively. He tried to help me work on teams more effectively so that when I went back to college, I'd be able to be more helpful to our ministry team. And one day, that was the summer, and then the following spring, he gave me a call and said, Greg, I think God has a verse for you. Now, Mark, he prayed for me literally every day. I mean, how many people, do you have anybody that prays for you every day? I mean, it is, what a gift. If you are that person who prays for someone every day, you are giving them an immeasurable gift. They will never, maybe in heaven we'll find out, but on earth, we'll never know just what a gift that is that you are giving. Well, Mark was praying for me every day, and what he said is that God, when he would pray for me, would always bring a verse to mind. And I don't know about you, but if someone told you that they were praying for you and God had a verse for you, wouldn't you be excited? I mean, I don't know if I could have been more excited, because I'd like to come down and visit you and let's just, I'd love to just share with you what verse it is that God has just laid on my heart. And every time I pray for you, he just brings it up. And I was so excited. It's like, yeah, can you come down on Tuesday? Okay, great. Be here. I'll meet you here. And the verse was Proverbs 10:19. Does anyone have Proverbs 10:19 memorized? So this was not the verse that God had given for any of you? Well, it was for me, and I couldn't wait. He said, Greg, it's Proverbs 10:19. Would you read that with me? When there are many words, transgression is unavoidable. But he who restrains his lips is wise. Let's do that one more time. When there are many words, transgression is unavoidable. But he who restrains his lips is wise. Okay. So what do you think God's really trying to tell you, Mark? Well, I don't know, Greg. Does this verse mean anything to you? I think I understand what it means. So are you telling me that God wants me to zip it? Is that really what you're trying to say? He goes, well, Greg, I just seems like you talk a lot. And it sort of works this way, that when you're talking, you don't listen to anybody else. And, you know, I've been praying for you about how you could be more effective working with other people. And, you know, it just keeps coming to mind. God just keeps bringing this verse to mind. Where there are many words, transgression is unavoidable. Unavoidable. But he who restrains his lips is wise. I just want to ask you, how excited do you think I was after he shared that verse with me, that this is what God was telling him that he should be praying for? Now, can I just see a show of hands? Is there anybody else that this can apply to in this room? Where there are many words, transgression is unavoidable. Have you ever found yourself talking and something gets out and you're like, oh, no, 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 oh. And it is like the toothpaste. It's out, and when it's out, it's really good for toothbrushes and clean teeth, but it really isn't nice. Well, maybe you could decorate with it. I don't know. But sometimes words get out and you just wish you could get them back. And what Mark was trying to tell me was, Greg, you need to learn how to listen. You need to learn how to listen. But listening isn't easy, is it? Listening isn't easy, but it is possible. It is possible, but listening it's demanding. It is really demanding. It demands that we are intentional. It demands that we are intentional. It means when we're thinking about someone, when we're talking with someone, when we're emailing, texting, that we're actually preparing ourselves to understand what they're trying to communicate. What do they need to say? This is a big lesson, isn't it? I mean, if you're going to listen to someone, how's it going? I won't ask for a show of hands how many times you've asked, how's it going, and then literally could not repeat what the person said. How's it going? I remember in high school, I went to some training, and they said, the person was mocking. He said, when someone asks you how you're doing, be sure to tell them that you lost your left leg. You lost your left leg. And he goes, you know, just try that a couple times and see how that goes. So, because I was dumb, I actually said it. I mean, if someone's nice enough to say, hey, how's it going? It's really not the nicest thing to pop off back, hey, I lost my left leg. You're basically accusing the person of not being interested in you, even though by all evidence they at least asked. But because I wasn't the brightest bulb there, I just said, lost my left leg. And the first time I said it, the person looked at me and goes, but you're a jerk. You're just a jerk. I just asked how you were doing. You know what? I don't care. I hope you did lose your... It's like, okay, sorry. So I thought I'd try it again. Well, the second time I tried it, it proved the speaker right, because the person said, how are you doing? I said, I lost my left leg. Okay, good. See you later. Are you intentional about listening to others? Are you intentional? Again, if we pray for people, that's a tremendous gift that you're giving. If you listen to someone, it's a huge gift. How many of us wish we could count on even one person to listen to us? Even if you had to say, hey, could I tell you something? And they don't ask. See, if you'll be intentional about listening to someone, you will be one of the greatest gifts in their lives. And when you do listen to someone, be sure you ask questions. Be sure you ask questions. Some of you have people in your life who can ask questions whatever they ask, it's not a yes or no. Are you doing well today? Yes, okay, good, see ya. They know how to ask open-ended questions that let you answer the way you want to. You don't feel sort of jammed in by the question. When they ask you something, they actually keep eye contact with you. They ask you a question, and sometimes it can get a little uncomfortable. Because sometimes when someone asks a question, we're really not prepared to answer, or we haven't thought about it, or I don't know if I want to tell you that. But they lock in with you and they just ask you, so, how's it going? Was it good to see Mark? How was camp? How was vacation? I need to tell you thank you. Those of you who answered the survey, the questionnaire that we had sent out, asking for your thoughts about how our church is doing and when we've been at our best and so on. Thank you so much for answering those. And if you would like to send them back in, feel free if you haven't done that yet. But thank you for answering. One of the things that we've realized as elders is that we can do a better job asking what you think and then listening to what you have to say. And I think a couple people said, you know, that survey was sort of skewed. Didn't really give me the chance to say exactly what I thought because your questions took me in a particular direction. I just want you to know, we do want to know what you think, and we're going to try to do a better job listening, but our desire really is to hear from the Lord through you so we can really lead and follow as a church to where God's going. But if you're going to listen to someone, whether it's your family member, a friend, ask questions. And you might even, when you're going to have coffee with someone, write down a couple questions that you want to ask. Don't count on it coming to you in the moment. Just write a question or two down that says, you know, I want to ask this. Now, when you ask the question, this is one of those tough ones. Sometimes when the other person is talking, do you find yourself formulating your own answer? See, so all you're really doing when they're filling the airspace is preparing yourself to talk. That really isn't listening. I know, that's a surprise. But that's really not listening. Proverbs 18:13 says something really good. Yes, someone asked me to consider this verse as well. To answer before listening, that is folly and shame. Have you ever done that? That dumb question. Of course you've done that. Every one of us has done that. Before the question is out of the person's mouth, we've got an answer. This, again, last week I was in New York. I got to teach the 10 to 13-year-olds at Camp Ottavelk. And every day before I would start my talk, I had a bag of Hershey's mini chocolate. And I would ask a question, and then I'd toss out a little candy bar if they got it right. So I'd say, okay, and the hands would go up. I'd say, yeah. Well, no, finish the question. I said, no, you got your hand raised. And every time, and I made them do it, like if you've been to Armenia and see the students, they always raise their hands like this. That's how you, and so I made them do, raise their hands like that. And so I'd start to ask the question of Jesus' temptation. Yes? Sin. No, that was to give an answer before you hear the question, you just look like a fool. It's folly and shame to us. So listening demands that when we ask the questions, we're actually going to keep our mouth shut. Got to keep our mouth shut. Because remember, when there's an abundance of words, when there are many words, what is unavoidable? Sin, transgression is unavoidable. If I just keep talking, I know you're saying you could stop now. Maybe we won't sin anymore, God really. But we've got to keep our mouth shut. We have to leave time and space even for silence. Even for silence. It's okay in a conversation for there to be some awkward silence. Because that might give time to think of something else that either needs to be said or needs to be heard. Again, the one who has knowledge uses words with restraint. Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues. See, got to keep our mouths shut sometimes. And you know, if your thing is you just want to be known as wise, even though you may not be, just keep your mouth shut. And you'll be good until you open your mouth. And then hopefully there's some wisdom that goes behind that. But the one who has knowledge uses words with restraint. And I'm guessing you found this to be true. Proverbs speaks so much about the appropriate timing of just the right thing. Mark sat on that word from God for 6 or 7 months. 6 or 7 months, he had been praying for me. God had been bringing it up. He didn't call me on September 1st. He didn't call me on October 12th. He didn't call me just before Thanksgiving. He waited until the spring, and apparently by that time, the timing was right for me to hear that, to hear that. See, if you're going to listen to someone, it's going to demand that you're intentional. It's going to demand that you ask questions. It's going to demand that you keep your mouth shut. And also it's going to demand that you pay attention. That you pay attention to your own thoughts as well as to what is being said. So you might be asking, why didn't God tell me? Proverbs 10:19. Did that cross anybody's mind? Like, if God had something to tell me, why didn't he just tell me? Why did he go through someone who I'd met and had to do a phone call, get our schedules ready? He had to come down, go to the trouble of finding me, meet me, and then risk my rejection, my anger, in telling me that in, with many words, transgression is unavoidable. Why would God not just tell me directly? Well, this is where the listening, we're going to make a shift. We not only want to listen to people, but we want to listen to God. See, Mark heard from God, and I did indeed talk way too much for any living, breathing human being. Way too much. But Mark heard from God before I needed to hear from him. How do you hear from God? See, when there's an abundance of words, when there are many words, transgression is unavoidable. I think that even applies to our relationship with God. Do any of you, when you sit down to pray, just talk, if you could, talk God's ears off? I remember when Mark told me, he goes, Greg, you know, you talk too much. You know, God only gave you one mouth, but he gave you two ears. And this is actually where the first thought was, he said, you know, it's so you can listen in stereo. You can listen in stereo. So when you pray, do you just talk to God or do you give him any time to listen? Do you give him any time where you just stay quiet? Maybe you have a pen and a paper out. Do you ever just stop talking and say, remember Samuel's line? He kept hearing his name being said, so he rushed to Eli, and he'd say, I'm here. I'm here. And he'd hear his name Samuel, and Eli would say, go back to sleep. Samuel, I'm here. I'm here. Finally, Eli caught on. He's like, the next time you hear your name, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Have you ever told that to God? Have you just said, I'm just going to sit here, God? Got two more minutes, so if you have anything to say to me, would you please speak? And again, if you're going to listen to God, we've got to be intentional, we've got to ask him questions, we've got to keep our mouth shut, and we've got to pay attention. And even in listening to God, stereo is better. We want to listen to God's word. When Mark was praying for me, it was the scripture that God brought to mind. It was a scripture that God brought to mind. When you sit and read, don't just read. Say, Lord, speak. Your servant is listening. Is there something for me today? Is there something for someone else today? And listen, I mean, this is not, I know what it looks like. It looks like it's just a book, right? It looks like a book, but it's way more than just a book because this is the Word of God. It is living and active. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Paul called it the sword of the Spirit. This cuts. The reason what Mark said to me had so much power is because it was the Word of God and it just cut. It cut through all my pretensions of having so many important things to say that everybody should listen to me. It cut right through it and said, Greg, be quiet. Stop sinning so much. Be wise. Shut your mouth. But it's not just the Word. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit because there are times where you will be sitting with God. Sometimes you won't be. Sometimes you'll be driving. I don't know all the different ways the Holy Spirit gets our attention. But the times when you offer him your time and space to say, please speak to me, the Holy Spirit will bring things to your mind. You'll understand something. A thought might be continual and persistent, and it will match the scriptures. See, it's stereo. It's the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Together, God speaks to us. Do you want to hear from God? I urge you, ask yourself the question, do you really want to hear from God? Or are you good just going on doing your thing? Because God speaks. God spoke to my friend and through my friend to me. And I know we could have testimony time, and maybe every one of you could get up and say, you know what, God spoke to me and said this. God spoke through this person to me. God spoke through me to somebody else. Our God is a speaking God, and I really believe he waits for his people to listen. He waits for his people to listen, and he's eager. So if we will give him the opportunity, he might actually break through our hard hearts. Sometimes he'll even speak louder over our prayers until he gets our attention. And I just want to ask you, do you want to hear from God? Because listening isn't easy. We're moving so fast. We're moving so fast. We've got our to-do list. We've got to get going. Come on, come on, come on, come on. But it is possible. It is possible to sit, to be on the move, to be walking. Say, God, would you please speak? Your servant is listening. God, would you, Lord, please speak. Your servant is listening. Please speak. Your servant is listening. Amen.